So, hello, everybody. I am Trevora Buckman. We, in Nassau County, produced a community health assessment, and the authors of this assessment were Matthew Brennan, who is a representative from Stony Brook University, actually, and Selena Cabello, also from Nassau County Health Department, and a wonderful colleague of mine. Nassau County is located in New York and is a suburb of New York City. And it, I need like a walking.
They do record the session, so.
Okay, so everyone can hear me. Okay, so Nassau County, New York is a suburb of New York City, is a densely populated county, and like all counties in New York, we are required, and it is our duty, in fact, to produce a health assessment every 5 years. So this was completed last year and really provides an opportunity for us to look at different methodologies and to create an assessment, right? Because if you're going to use an assessment to identify the needs of your community, your methods to produce that assessment obviously inform those decisions. So I have no disclosures. So a little background for those of you who are not from the New York area. If I could just see a show of hands of who's not from New York. Okay, great. That's wonderful. So Nassau County serves 1.3 million people. That's a lot, right? Larger than many states. In fact, larger than 7 states. And Nassau County, as I mentioned, is located right next to New York City. And it's between Suffolk County, which is to our east, and New York City, which is to our west. And we are a densely populated community. In essence, we are a very wealthy community. In fact, we rank as one of the wealthiest counties within the state and within the nation. And as a result, our health reflects that. We are generally ranked as 1 or 2 within the Wisconsin County rankings, if you're familiar with those. So Nassau County looks very, very healthy, and we are, in fact, also a very well-educated county compared to the nation, which has a 35% college degree rate. Nassau County nearly is 50% college degree educated, which is huge. So when you look at the data that looks at Nassau County as a whole, you think, what's the problem? This is a quick assessment. We're done. I don't even have to talk anymore because everyone's healthy. Everyone feels good. Everyone's smart. Everyone, the county's doing great. And in many ways, it really does do very well. But there are parts of the county, if you drill down and look at particular communities, that are more vulnerable, obviously at risk for poor health outcomes. And so we, in our division, in our department, wanted to highlight and wanted to reflect accurately those communities that have high need. But the question really becomes is, how do you go about doing that in a systematic way? You can't arbitrarily just decide which communities you think have high needs, right? That would be biased and probably not honoring, you know, our scientific research, applications. We had to define a systematic way of looking at the county. So I know yesterday, for those of you who are here, and I unfortunately was not here at the opening speech and the keynote address, there was a lot of discussion of determinants of health. And so this is a simplified version of probably more of the nuances that were even described yesterday. But we know that health is a compilation, multiplicative sum, there's some sort of algorithm result of many different factors, right? We have health behaviors, people's choices, what they choose to do in terms of leading a sedentary life or an active life. There are issues of clinical care and access to that care and the quality of care that one gets. There are parts of the physical environment that now is really, there's a lot of APHA research that addresses the environmental effects of on health, the infrastructure, the built environment, in addition to the water and the air, and social and economic factors, such as education, employment, and family and social support. At the county, we felt that probably focusing on what I think and what the research shows to be one of the strongest indicators of health, because they're not all equally, right, they're not all equally combined to produce a health outcome, is to look at some of these social and economic factors. Because the literature shows over and over and over again that when you look at those factors in relation to health, they perhaps have some of the largest impact. In addition, in our county, we have a certain amount of data that's available to us. And so that plays a part in our methods to identifying the best way to create a health assessment. So how did we do this? Well, we historically in the county had identified communities that were at high risk for a variety of health outcomes. And as I said, we wanted to take an approach before we actually launched into the health assessment in an effort to identify an index. Essentially, those factors, that census data factors, because that's data that we had available to us, and look at how those factors would affect our community. So we looked at zip code level data. Our county has information on zip code level data, whereas we do not have data on census tract information. Had we had that, if it were available from the state, we would have, you know, we probably have sought to look at that as well. But what we look at in our county are zip code level data. In Nassau County, there are 65 zip codes. 1.3 million people. 65 zip codes, just to keep, you know, just so you have an idea of kind of the distribution and the breadth of what we our task at hand, essentially. And we looked at a variety of factors. Percent with high school diploma, because we know, and the literature is really strong on this, that the education of the mother, in fact, has the highest effect or relationship with health. Median household income, percent of individuals renting, which also gives you an idea of the transient population, and percent single family households, because again, this is a very interesting measure because it looks to the stress in the home, pressures in the home, and also emotional stability. These factors ultimately were used to identify by zip code which areas within the county, which neighborhoods were at highest risk. And so what we did is we applied this index to the zip codes, we ranked them, we scored them, and then we looked at how they were distributed. And how did they get distributed? We had 9 communities that were selected based on this index and score distribution. After the 9th community, there was a big gap, a natural break, I should say, in terms of comparing the vulnerable population to the rest of the county. So we looked at those 9 communities. We aggregated the data, right, because we didn't want to identify one community as having higher risk than another. There's a whole bunch of reasons for doing that. We don't want to make one community feel like they're the victim. We want to identify and collapse this data so that we have also statistically we have enough of a population that we can compare to the rest of the county. Happily, these 9 communities included of communities that we at the health department understood were historically vulnerable. So that kind of made us feel good about our index, but it did expand the number from prior years. And these 9 communities represent 20% of the population. So that's a significant piece, right? I say that Nassau County is this big, large county, which it is, but 20% of it is located, 20% of the residents are located in these vulnerable communities. So we aggregated the data to reflect what we're calling selected communities, coined by my colleague Selena, and rest of the county. And if you just look at the numbers in terms of this index between the two, you'll see that they're very striking. So the median income in the selected community is $71,000 compared to $96,000 in the rest of the county. 79% graduate high school in the selected part of the county versus the rest of the county where 92% graduated high school. And it goes on with 36% having single-family households and selected versus 16% in the rest of the county. 39% reflect renting their homes versus 16% renting in the rest of the county. So you can already tell that based on the index, these are disparate. This is a map for those of you who are unfamiliar with Nassau County. The light green reflects Nassau, and we're squished in between Suffolk to our east and New York City to our west. And the highlighted green parts of the map reflect these nine communities. And as you can tell, there's one area that in particular we often refer to as like a corridor of vulnerable population in the middle. But don't forget, that's 20% of the population. So in addition to looking at this data from a selected community versus rest of the county and understanding how this index plays into it, we also took added another component to this health assessment. We looked at both qualitative data as well as quantitative data to identify priorities for the health department, right? Because we want to serve the county, we want to serve it accurately, so we want to identify priorities. The quantitative data included hospitalization data, census data, and vital statistics data to show all the numbers piece of the community health assessment to understand disease distribution. And the qualitative data included both a community-wide survey and a key informant interviews that took place, and you'll hear more about that later. This part was really important because we can understand from a health department perspective by the numbers which communities have certain needs, but we want to understand from the communities, from the people themselves, where do they see they have the biggest issues, right? Because this is a collaborative approach. If we're going to put any plans in place, if we're going to look to address these needs, we need to understand what the community is looking for. We want that to be aligned. It's important. So we produced the community health assessment. It is located on our website, and here's a link to it for your enjoyment. So I thought I would show you a little bit of the data just so you can see how, in fact, the methodology reflected and accurately reflected the disease burden within our county. So the two bars are selected communities versus rest of the county, and you're going to see this in a number of slides. And this, for example, is type 2 diabetes. This is the average rate of hospitalizations. And if you look and you compare the rest of the county to the selected communities, you'll see that selected communities was over twofold as high a rate in terms of diabetes compared to the rest of the county. And the same comparison can be made in terms of asthma hospitalization. When you compare selected communities to the rest of the county, it's over a twofold difference between the two. HIV, this is incidence of HIV in the community. We think it's a very important measure to keep present in our health department. We have many programs to address it, and in fact there's a 3 times difference when you compare HIV incidence in the selected communities to the rest of the county. That's very large. Same is true for syphilis. I use that as an example of an STD that we do surveillance in. This, of course, is tuberculosis, and as you heard, I have a particular fondness for TB. As I work in that division as well. And what I like about TV in terms of looking and understanding what it shows is that this really is also a measure of the foreign immigrants in our county. We do have a high rate of actual immigration into our county. We're right by JFK Airport, which is an international airport, and so we do see a large immigration component to our demographics, and TB is found very often in the foreign population. And here we have a twofold comparison between selected community and the rest of the county. Okay, it's interesting, when we looked at doing the community health assessment, we have a lot of data available to us in different areas. And this, we were writing this actually right around the time of the Sandy Hook horrible catastrophe in Connecticut. And so we really wanted to look at injury, and in particular due to firearms. And even though the rate is lower than the nation, because our rate overall is still lower than the nation's rate of injury due to firearms, you can tell there's over a sevenfold difference between selected communities, these nine communities, and the rest of the county. And we just feel that this is really a stark measurement, reflects something for sure. Teen pregnancy is also one of those rates that is important. It gives us a sense of the health of our county. It gives us a sense of choices that are made within the county in terms of the residents and teen pregnancy rate. When you compare the selected communities to the rest of the county, is also about seven times as high. In terms of the qualitative data, as I mentioned, we did a community survey. It went out to a little over 1,000 residents and reflected actually a very good curve in terms of how it reflected the demographics of our county, so we felt good about this. And we asked the county residents, essentially, what were their concerns? And their concerns really were around cancer, chronic disease, obesity, and drug and alcohol abuse, especially when you look at those in the selected community. So we looked at this data, as a whole, and then we divided it and collapsed and aggregated the two pieces of the county. The key informant interviews, which you'll hear about from Jessica Steyer, also indicated that the selected communities were areas of our neighborhoods that needed to be addressed. So as you'll hear from her talk, community-based organization leaders repeatedly talked about access to health care and really seeing the needs of these higher-risk populations. So what are the advantages of this model? And we think there are a lot of advantages because specifically we can replicate this going forward, and we will be able to compare this data going forward based on our index. Maybe the communities will change in our index, and that will show us something. Maybe they'll get smaller, or I hope not, we won't have a lot more. But in a sense, it allows us to continue looking for trends. It also allows for the appropriate evaluation of the county in both a quantitative and qualitative way. It unmasks the effect of wealth and education that I mentioned in that first slide, right, which shows that the county's great overall, and it is great overall, but there are areas that need additional support. It was supported by historic data that we had used prior. It's easily replicable, as I mentioned, and it identified substantial health inequities or disparities between the county as a whole and some of the communities. It documented those areas that are disproportionately burdened with a poor health status, and this information helped to inform our community health improvement plan, which I am not going to speak about, but this is the basis for our plan going forward. And now we know, and we feel really good about it, that it's based in a very good methodologic research. And that's that. So if you have any questions, you feel free to email me, or I don't know how you're doing the questions, but I'm available. Thank you so much.